time. Sarat Ritu has decorated the whole Nava Vrindavan very beautifully. So much flowers, kunjas, all decorated. The Radha Madhav sweet pastimes will take place. And Madhavisakhi has sent that box of ornament and dress with kirnari, Sukanthi kirnari. Sukanthi, her name is Sukanthi. She has come to Nava Vrindavan to deliver this box to Satyabhama. When Sukanthi came to Vrindavan, she saw Radha Madhava together. They are having the loving exchange and talking so nicely. And Sukanthi thought, let me hide and hear the loving exchanges. So she hid herself and hearing everything. So Radha Krishna or Satyabhama Krishna, they have loving exchanges, talk. Then all of a sudden, some unseen sound vibration said, "Oh, Madhavi has arrived." You see, Rupa Goswami's writing is very difficult to understand. So the Madhavi has arrived means, see, the Sarat Ritu has come to decorate this with flowers, this forest. But Krishna thought Madhavi Sakhi has arrived. Like this, many exchanges will go on, which I have not mentioned to you. So then Krishna said, okay, let us get out of this place. I mean, the Madhavi has come. So Krishna left with Madhu Mangal and Satyabhama went to hide inside a cave. So this kirnari, Sukanthi kirnari, went to Satyabhama, said, "Satyabhama, I am your servant, maid servant. I am on your side. I am not in other side. So you accept me as your Sakhi and offered that box of Vishwakarma, gave dress to Satyabhama." So Satyabhama told me, "Please do paintings on the stone which I cannot see. If you can do me a favor, go outside, bring something that I can see all these paintings." Then immediately Sukanthi Karnari says, "Yes, yes, I'll go out." And Sukanthi Karnari Kirnari came out of the cave. That time Krishna and Madhu Mangal together roaming in the forest. Krishna crying, "Oh, where is my Radharani? She's going to different deers asking, 'Oh, have you seen my Radharani?' To peacocks and like, roaming like this in separation from Radharani." So when Madhu Mangal telling, "Hey, Krishna, speak quietly, softly, don't speak so loudly." But Krishna is so much in search of Radharani, loudly talking. At one point, the Sukanthi Kirnari came in front of Krishna. "Oh, Jai Bhagavan Sri Krishna Chandra ki Jai." He said, "Oh my Lord Krishna, whatever you have spoken to Satyabhama, I have heard everything. I have seen everything. I am going right now to tell everything to Rukmini." And Krishna said, "No, no, no, please don't do that, please don't do that. Don't contaminate her consciousness, don't tell these things. Sukanthi, whatever boon you want, I will give you. Please don't tell all these things to Rukmini. I will give you a special boon. By this boon, you will become expert Sangitagga." That learning in Sangit. Then Sukanthi said, "What boon you give me? I don't care for your boon. By the mercy of Devi Rukmani, I am so expert in singing. Even if the singers, musicians, they sing for Rudrani, they come and wash my lotus feet. What boon you will give to me?" "Then you tell me what other boon you want. Anything you want, I'll do." Then the kirnari Sukanthi said, "You do one thing for me. You see, I have a friend, one Vidyadhari friend, you know, Gandharva, Kirnara, Vidyadhara, she's kirnari. I have one Vidyadhari friend who is inside this cave, sitting there. And she will see some picture, there is no light. But if you come inside, so with your, what is that? Gem. What gem is that? Kaustubha gem. That light, she can see everything." And Krishna very happily went inside. when we went inside, then there was Radharani, Satyabhama, said, oh, a small fish, I wanted little water, now big water has come to me. So then some exchange took place there, that when Krishna was thinking, because she is wearing now, what cloth she is wearing? She is wearing the cloth for Rukmani. Krishna has entered, oh, Devi, you are here. Then Satyabhama laughed, I am not Devi, I am a human being. I am Satyabhama. Some like this misconception took place. So I am not going in detail to that to confuse you more. So, to make things simple, then with that light of that money, then they could see all the pictures. Then Nava Brinda went on describing each picture, starting from Nanda Ushab, Putana Baddha, all different things is describing, and they are all watching. Krishna there, Satyabhama is there, then Nava Brinda is there, then who is there? Madhumangal is there. It's a big cave and on stone, and the paintings are so lively. Radharani feeling as if she is there, so much lively that you can hear the sound vibration also. So they are going to each one painting. At one point, Madhumangal said, hey, just see how Akura taking Krishna and Balaram. And as soon as Radharani saw that, by seeing that, she becomes so much, affected by that. Then she said, oh, hi, what is happening? Then she immediately fainted there. She was so scared. Then Krishna told her, it's not real, this is painting. Why are you so scared? It's not real. Then Satyabhama came to his composer. No, it's not real. She felt a little embarrassed by seeing a painting, this reaction. So Rupa Goswami is saying, just see, just by seeing a painting, she getting fainted. She's feeling so much affected in her heart. Then that day Krishna left practically, what would happen? Then again Nava Brinda going one after another painting. Then Madhumangal was trying to continue the description. Krishna, no, don't describe this thing. Stop. I cannot tolerate. Radharani has to go through this trouble. Then they jumped to Mathura. Then Mathura painting, at one point, there's a painting where Radharani, where Krishna killing Kansa. And Radharani clapping, oh, very nice, I'm very happy that fellow got killed. She's very happy with that. Then in this way, they saw all the pictures, Damabandhu Lila, Kaliya Damana Lila, all the pictures they saw by that time. It was late night. Then Krishna said, this is now already second prahar of the night. Let us go to Jamuna, river Jamuna, the bank of Jamuna. So they all came to bank of Jamuna. This portion of description, after saying little bit, I will skip it because, as I said to you, I jumbled little bit yesterday. So what happened? This day, Krishna told Rukmini that I am going to Brahmaloka to meet with Brahma. But actually Krishna's plan is, there's always this problem is coming, Rukmini coming and meeting me, catching me. So Krishna thought, I'll tell Rukmini I'm going to Brahmaloka, so that Rukmini will not doubt, I just go peacefully, I have my pastimes with Satyabhama. So I'm going to meet Brahma, I'm going to Brahmaloka. Then Rukmini, after Krishna leaves, Rukmini was feeling very much separation from Krishna. Then Rukmini told Madhavi, I'm feeling so much separation from Krishna. Then Madhavi said, I heard Krishna actually has not gone to Brahmaloka. He's somewhere here in Dwaraka. Then Rukmini said, let us go, because I can't till separation, let us go see that Krishna Murti in Nava Vrindavan. So Rukmini entered Nava Vrindavan, but Krishna doesn't know. Krishna went to meet with Satyabhama, thinking, I have no problem today, peacefully. No, we'll have our pastimes. Then when Rukmini went, that is the time that extended discussion amidst this. Dukmuni went, Satyabhama with Radharani, with Krishna, Satyabhama saw Rukmuni coming. And today what has happened? Other two incidents took place. Rukmuni was wearing Satyabhama cloth, one incident, okay? Another incident, Satyabhama wearing Rukmuni cloth. But today these incidents happen, both are wearing opposite cloths. So that will create confusion, as I described yesterday, how Satyabhama by seeing Rukmuni is hiding behind the whose tree? The mango tree. Then Rukmuni came wearing Satyabhama's cloth, she was hiding behind tamal tree. Then finally Madhavi said, your double is standing there. Your double duplicate, Rukmuni, your duplicate standing. Then Krishna saw now Radha will get caught. So Krishna praying to mango tree. Mango tree was very thin mango tree. And Krishna praying, oh mango tree, you please expand yourself. So that Rukmuni cannot see, please expand your thickness. But mango tree does not expand like that. So finally everything was cut. So that was another incident that Krishna was cut, then Krishna left that place. Radhani also left. Then Rukmini thinking, Madhavi is too much now. Rukmini was very happy when first Satyabhama came, said, you make an arrangement that no male figure I'll see, I don't want to hear anybody's name. So Rukmini was very happy, kept Satyabhama inside this Nava Vrindavan. But now there's a problem. So Madhavi has to do something. So next time, one day, Rukmini came to Satyabhama. And Rukmini told Satyabhama, Rukmini saw in Satyabhama's body all the symptoms, bodily features, that Krishna has associated with Satyabhama. She saw all the intimate association, the marks of all intimate association of Krishna on the body of Satyabhama. And then Rukmini thought, this will be no more good to keep Satyabhama here in Nava Vrindavan. So she said, Satyabhama, oh my dear sister, this matter of great regret that you are staying in this forest. I don't like you to suffer staying in this forest. Regret that the parrot has wounded your breast by her beak, thinking it will be a pomegranate fruit. She has wounded your lips, mistaking it as bimba fruit. Peacocks have scratched your manimaya jewels necklace, mistaking this as serpent. However, you are staying in this forest gives me great pain to my heart. I cannot tolerate you are going through all these troubles. So I have one proposal now. Now you don't live anymore in this forest. You come and stay in my palace very peacefully with me. So that day, Rukmini took Satyabhama to her palace and kept next to her, just like her shadow. One moment, no more separation. So now what will happen? Now big problem. Krishna, what Krishna will do? Krishna feeling so much separation from Radharani, lamenting, crying. And Krishna saying, oh, such a nice effulgent light, but covered by a pot. What is use? Then Krishna told one day, Navabrinda, please, make some arrangements, I can meet Satyabhama. Navabrinda said, no question, forget. Don't you know where she is staying? She is staying in Antapura. And this Rukmini keeping Satyabhama like her shadow. So many times you have cheated her. Now Rukmini has learned from you the trick how to cheat you also. Then Madhumangal said, yes, I told Krishna just forget about her. But Krishna is so attached, he can't see her. Sometimes he goes to top of the palace and look where is Satyabhama there. So many way she is trying. So in this way, Navabrinda, Krishna, Madhumangal talking. So that time, one Sakhi came, Pingala Sakhi, try to understand. We are entering into very complicated subject matter. Satyabhama Sakhi Pingala, our childhood Sakhi came there. And she came with the Sammantak money. When Satyabhama was brought to Dwaraka, only Satyabhama was offered, money was not offered. But then this Sakhi, Pingala Sakhi came with Sammantak money. And she told to Krishna that Satrajit has given this money to give to Satyabhama. And by seeing that money, Krishna became so happy, embracing. And Krishna said, "Oh Pingala Sakhi, I have got your darshan means now I am sure I will get Satyabhama darshan." Then Madhumangala said, "How is it possible? By seeing Pingala you get darshan of Satyabhama?" He said, "Yes." And how? And Krishna said, "No, I know what to do now." And Krishna said, "I will dress like a Sakhi. And I will go to Pingala. And somehow I will manage with Rukmini. And I will go meet Satyabhama." Then Navabrinda said, yes, this is a very good idea. So Krishna told Navabrinda, "Then you go ahead. You go to the palace. I will dress, lady dress, Sakhi dress. Then with Pingala I will go." Then Navabrinda went to palace and Navabrinda saw in Rukmini's palace, Rukmini sitting next to Satyabhama. They're talking, discussing. Rukmini asking Satyabhama, "You are staying in palace. Why are you not looking happy? You were so happy to be with Banamali. Banamali means forest wild flowers." She is referring to Krishna, Banamali. But Satyabhama is saying, no, I don't like those wild flowers. I like here." So when this conversation is going on, Navabrinda saw Satyabhama sitting next to Rukmini and all other Sakhis are surrounded. So in the meantime, Krishna dressed himself. Her name is Rathangi. Krishna took the name of Rathangi. Rathangi and the other Sakhi and Madhumangal, three of them, they went to Rukmini's palace. The Rukmini saw these two Sakhi with Madhumangal. Then Madhumangal introduced, said, "Rukmini Devi, these two Sakhi has been sent by Satrajit and they have brought the Sammantak money for Satyabhama. Satrajit, her father, has sent." The Rukmini saw, "So who is this so beautiful Sakhi, the blue color Sakhi? Who is this Sakhi? She looks so attractive. Just by seeing her, I feel very attracted to her. She's so effulgent." When they're approaching, Rukmini is saying, "Who are these two Sakhis? What effulgence, everything radiating here, they're looking blue. Who is this?" Then Madhumangal said, "She is a childhood Sakhi of Satyabhama." And Krishna standing there as Rathangi, covering his head, you know. Then Madhava is saying, "Navabrinda, what is wrong with her? We are all ladies here. We are in Antapura. Why is she feeling so shy, covering her head?" "No, she is by nature. She is a little bit shy nature like that." Then Navabrinda said, she's so shy, she wants to speak something to Satyabhama, her childhood Sakhi, but in front of everybody she can't say anything. If you can allow them to speak lonely, then it will be very nice." Then we said, "No problem, Rathangi, Satyabhama, you please take Rathangi to your Swarna Mandir, the golden palace, Swarna Mandir. You embrace your friend, now you have some intimate association with him." But Satyabhama, by seeing Krishna, she has understood is Krishna. So she is standing behind Rukmini and smiling, understanding what. And Satyabhama said, yes, baby Rukmini, I will follow your order as you have ordered, exactly." So in this, Krishna tricked. and took Satyabhama to Swarna Mandir. In Swarna Mandir, they were having a loving exchange, talking to each other. Pingala Sakhi is there, Navavinda is there. Then what happened? In Rukmini's palace, Navavinda has bought a parrot. So this parrot went and in front of Rukmini chanted some Sanskrit verses, and through that Sanskrit verses he revealed everything, that how Krishna made you number one fool. You are trying your best to avoid, but Krishna has already managed in the form of this Rathanga Gopi, Rathangi Sakhi, she has already met Satyabhama. Then Rukmini is very much fool, says that she Madhavi, we tried so much, still he made us fool. So what to do? In forest, Vrindavan, he is going to meet her, we brought her to our palace. Now what to do? We can't keep her Satyabhama anymore here. So today, I must send her to my father's house, to Bhishmak. We can't keep her here. Now, at one point, Rukmini was telling Madhavi that Samantaka Mani is here. At that time, this bird said, parrot said, get this information, that Krishna has tricked and gone there. Then Rukmini said, Madhavi, let us go to Swarna Mandir, let us see what is happening there. So they went. And hiding someplace, behind, hiding, they are hearing all the loving exchanges going on, talk and everything between Satyabhama and Krishna. Then Rukmini appeared in front of them. As soon as Rukmini appeared, all three of them, they stood up, offering obeisances to Rukmini. Then very grave, Rukmini said, Satyabhama, your father has sent this Samantaka Mani, I very much want to see the Samantaka Mani. Then Navavinda took the Samantaka Mani from Rathangi's house, Ms. Krishna's hand, and gave to Rukmini. Rukmini said, oh, so beautiful. Do you know where this Samantaka Mani has? I have heard this kind of money manifested during Samantara Manthan time. And many, many nice things also came from Samudra Manthan. And during that time, from ocean, the nectar also came. Do you know, that time, my husband Krishna, she took the form of a beautiful lady. So when Krishna heard this, and Krishna is thinking, why all of a sudden she is talking about a beautiful lady? Maybe she knows now. Then Rukmini said, you know, my husband is so expert in becoming a lady form. He attracts everybody. What to attract everybody? Even if he attracted, the Mahadev also get attracted. Now as you know this story, after the end of Samudra Manthan, one time Mahadev came and told Vishnu that he was not there. Told Vishnu, oh, I heard you manifested a Mohini form. I want to see that form, please show me. And Vishnu said, are you ready? You can digest if I show you that form. Then Lord Shiva is thinking, what? I am controlling Parvati, the most beautiful lady. No problem, please show me that lady form. And as soon as Vishnu manifested the form, then Mahadev becomes so enchanted by seeing that form. Along with Mahadev, Parvati is there, Kartiki is there, Ganesh is there, he forgot about everybody and said, run after Mohini Murthy. So that Rukmini is saying, my husband is so expert manifesting this lady form that even if Lord Mahadev got attracted, what a strength that we will not get attracted. Satyabhama, can I see that form of that Lord? So by this time Satyabhama has understood clearly that Krishna is exposed now. So Satyabhama looked in very angry mood towards Krishna, that why are you disturbing me? As if she doesn't know anything. Why are you disturbing me? Then Krishna realized that I got caught now. What to do? Then Krishna said, oh Devi, actually I came as a lady form to test you whether you are recognizing me or not. That's why I did like this. Then Madhumangala said, oh my dear friend, don't show too much intelligence. Now you have been caught, but accept that. Devi Rukmini is very intelligent. By her one intelligence, she has caught you. Then Satyabhama felt so awkward, so embarrassed. Then Satyabhama left that place. Said, I can't stay in this place anymore. This is the situation. If you stay depending upon somebody, then Satyabhama came to know. Satyabhama came to know from that same parrot, told that there is a plan for you, that you will be removed from here to Kundingram. Then Satyabhama felt very dejected. So what is the use of this life? Why should I survive confined in this place, no freedom? To get ashram of Krishna better, I go commit suicide entering to Kaliya lake. But there are many venomous serpents are there. So I'll offer my body because I know Kaliya river is very good pilgrimage and fulfill the desires. So I'll go there. So in this way, Satyabhama went to Kaliya river to commit suicide. Then here what happened onwards, I'll read to you. It's a very interesting subject matter. I don't want to miss any section of this. You should read it very carefully. What happened? This is the climax, the conclusion of these pastimes, where you will understand why all this drama is going on. So at this point, Satyabhama has gone to Kaliya lake to commit suicide. And Krishna, Rukmini is there. Now whole change, mood has changed. Rukmini spoke to Lord Krishna very politely. I'll read as it is, you try to understand and develop, revive the mood. Rukmini said, Deva, I would like to speak you one thing. I'll read very slowly. Rukmini saying, Deva, I'd like to speak you one thing. I am feeling myself a great offender because I have become an obstacle on your path of enjoyment. Please, please, kindly allow me to serve you in the house of Goshtapati Nanda Maharaj living in Braja. The Chandravali who has appeared as Rukmini has developed a desire and telling Krishna, please allow me to serve you in the Nanda Maharaj's house. By staying there, I will make you very happy. So as soon as Rukmini finished her words, at that time, Rukmini telling that I have become a big obstacle on your enjoyment. So why I thought to see this Samantakamani, I came here, big disturbance. There she developed a mood of serving Krishna in Vrindavan in Gokul. So all of a sudden at that point, somebody ran to Krishna and Rukmini, And that man said, as soon as Rukmini finished her words, at that time someone came there and informed, oh, good news, good news. The king of Braja, Nanda Maharaj is coming here soon, along with Yashoda and Purnamasi, riding on a bullock cart. They have a message that Nanda, Yashoda, riding on bullock cart, they have arrived Dwaraka. He has entered the main street of Dwaraka. And when Krishna heard Nanda, Yashoda, they have come, the great ecstasy, he told Madhumangal, Sakhe, Sakhe, Jashi. The Rukmini developed a desire to serve me in Nanda Maharaj's house. Immediately Nanda Maharaj is here. He has arrived with all his relatives. Let us go. Let us go and receive them, meet them. Both Krishna and Madhumangal, they left that place to receive Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda in Dwaraka. Main street, they have already arrived. They are coming in bullock cart. They have not entered inside the palace. They are on the street. And Rukmini thought to herself that the friends of Braja have arrived at perfect time. At proper time they have arrived. Very good, very good. Then Yashoda, she came down from the bullock cart. Purnamasi was there. Then Purnamasi taking Mother Jashoda towards the palace of Rohini, because Rohini was in Dwaraka. So Madhava told Rukmini, what a good fortune. Mother Rohini has understood your distress. She has heard of your sufferings. Rukmini told Madhavi, let us go. Offer our obeisances to our guests. So saying like this, they also left. So in the meantime, Krishna met Mother Jashoda. Read, just listen. The intense, the climax mood they have exhibited. Some person I have mentioned here. At that time, Purnamasi is showing to Mother Jashoda, Rohini's palace. At that time, Krishna reached along with Madhumangal. And when Krishna saw Mother Jashoda, just imagine what would be his feeling. As soon as he saw, he immediately jumped into the lap of Mother Jashoda. And Mother Jashoda carrying Krishna, so much torrents of tears pouring from her eyes. So much milk also coming from her breast by seeing Krishna. Krishna sitting like a baby in her lap and completely soaked with tears and breast milk of Mother Jashoda. That time, Rohini also, Rukmini reached there. And so Madhavi just sees so beautiful. Aryaputra Krishna is sitting in the lap of Mother Jashoda. Let us stay here for some time. Watch these beautiful pastimes of my Lord. And Mother Jashoda affectionately smelling the head of Krishna. So much affections. Krishna shedding tears. Mother Jashoda shedding tears after so long time they have seen each other. And Mother Jashoda saying, oh my dear son, you must have forgotten me. For a long time you have not seen me. And when Krishna heard that, his heart cracked into pieces. And Krishna said, my dear mother, how can you speak like this? Why are you saying like this? I feel very much embarrassed to hear from you this. Mukhara was standing next to them, said Jashoda, I have heard from you that Krishna is the Lord of the universe. But by seeing, I feel he is not the Lord of the universe. He looks like a Gopabalak. So in this way they are having conversation, then Krishna asked different questions to Mother Jashoda. Remembering all previous pastimes in Vrindavan, Mother, are all these Shukabats are okay? Those Shukabats, parrots, I was maintaining. I was feeding them so much out of affection, who are carefully maintained by me. They are staying in that Kadamba tree. That Kadamba tree is still there. Are they giving pleasure? Jashoda said, Krishna, your most dear, to whom you had maintained so affectionately. So in this way, Mother Jashoda, how the situation of these parrots, the Kapila cow, and all the peacocks, and everything so intensely she is describing. And Krishna hearing and crying and crying and crying. So the more elaborate descriptions are there. So in this way, Purnamasi was there. So then he says, where are all other friends? Krishna asked, you have come. Where are all other my friends? Then so they have all also come. They're all waiting in Sudharma Hall somewhere. No? So this is the meeting of Mother Jashoda with Krishna. Then meeting of Chandravali with Mother Jashoda. That I'll describe. This I'll skip. So on the way, Krishna is thinking, so now the climax point has come. All the hidden treasures will be revealed. Who are the hidden treasures? Who are hidden? Lalita, Visakha, Bhadra, Shamala. So now Krishna thought to bring Lalita and Padma to meet with Mother Jashoda. So they should come here to offer obeisances to Mother Jashoda. So when Krishna left that place, Chandravali thought now Krishna is not with Mother Jashoda. So this free time, let me speak to Mother Jashoda. So Purnamasi with great happiness introduced Rukmini. Who is Rukmini? Chandravali. To Mother Jashoda. She is the queen of Dwaraka. And when Yashoda saw the Queen of Dwaraka, Mother Yashoda saw Queen of Dwaraka, is very happy. Oh my child, it is a great fortune that I am seeing you again. She recognized the Chandravali. Saying this, Yashoda embraced Chandravali. Chandravali offered humble obeisances to Mother Yashoda, shedding tears from her eyes, said, Oh Mother, you are so merciful that you have allowed me to touch and worship your lotus feet. What more good fortune could be there for me than this opportunity? Yashoda asked, My dear daughter, have you forgotten about our home in Gokul? Chandravali replied, Dear Mother, who is that most sinful person who will not remember about that auspicious place like Gokul, where people like you live? You are affectionate to me more than millions of mothers. Definitely I remember always about Gokul. So Mukhara and Yashoda, they saw Chandravali. And when Mukhara, you know who is Mukhara? Anybody remember? Grandmother of Radharani. When Mukhara saw Chandravali, she embraced Chandravali. But embraced Chandravali, but she is remembering Radharani. Oh Radha, I have not seen you for such long time. Yashoda with a lot of pain, so Mukhara, don't utter those two syllables, Radha, I don't hear. No, because they think so much separation. Mother Yashoda could not control herself. So Mukhara, don't utter those two syllables, Ra and Dha. By uttering her name, you've inflamed the fire of my sorrow. So at this point, Mukhara, Yashoda met Chandravali, but Radharani's name was uttered. And as of now, Chandravali, who is known as Rukmini in Dwaraka, but she does not know. Rukmini does not know Satyabhama is Radharani. So as soon as Chandravali also loves very much Radharani, all these things happening, Rukmini does not know that lady is Radharani. And as soon as Rukmini heard this name of Ra and Dha, then immediately she started to cry, remembering Radharani, and fell on the ground. Oh my sister Radha, I have become blind being deprived of your darshan. I am most unfortunate one. I could not see you once. Now in this way, she was lamenting. Where did you go? After offering yourself in the water stream of? Where? In Jamuna. No? That much he knows, Chandravali knows. Radharani entered into Jamuna. Now she's saying, after you offer yourself in the stream of Jamuna, you committed suicide in Jamuna water. I never see you after that. When my mother heard, my Rohini heard the name of Radha, then Rohini was there. When she heard the name of Radha, she started to cry. Oh, most beautiful Radha, where have you gone leaving me in the ocean of sorrows? I am suffering in your separation. Then one after other, Chandravali, Rohini, and Purnamasi, everybody crying in separation, just thinking about Radharani. Alas, my heart has become hard like thunderbolt. Radharani, I have separated from you, but still now, my heart has not broken into pieces. Yashoda also crying, and everybody crying, thinking about Radharani. Where is Radharani? So this is the meeting between Chandravali, Mother Yashoda, and all these things, and separation from Radharani. So next is Chandravali, Rukmini will meet with Lalita and other sakhis. They all will meet together now. At this point, by the order of Krishna, Lalita came. Where Lalita was staying? Anybody remember? Who's cave? Raivataka mountain cave. So Krishna arranged. Who has appeared at Jambavati, kept in Raivataka mountain. And Padmasakhi was there. Padmasakhi, she was the daughter of Nagnajit. So they both came, entering into the palace. Big staircase. From one side Lalita is coming, and from another side, Padma is coming. So So she could recognize Padma saw Lalita coming from left direction. So she could recognize that she is Lalita. She thought to herself, oh, what a beautiful girl. Who is this girl? I feel I have seen her somewhere. Padma is thinking like this. So by that time, Padma and Lalita, they have come more close to each other. So by seeing, when they come more closer, by seeing you, I remember somewhere I have seen you, Padma saying to Lalita. Are you Lalita? By that time, Padma had recognized also Lalita. Hey, you are Padma? Then they embraced each other. Oh, after so long we see each other, Padma. Why did your dear Sakhi Chandravali separated? And then so much things they are talking to each other without understanding each other. What is going on? But they saw each other. In this way, all the Sakhis, they gathered there. So then, when everybody they meet each other, Chandravali, Mother Jashoda, and all the Sakhis, all got together. So great ecstasy. Like Gokul, they're feeling, oh, we are now in Gokul. So at that time, Bakula Sakhi came. She ran. And everybody in very ecstasy mood, we are all joined together. But everybody feeling, get separation from Radharani. So that mood also has been described here. Then Bakula Sakhi ran and ran. Said Chandravalli, said Rukmini, oh Devi Rukmini, Devi Rukmini. Do you know, Satyabhama has entered into Jamuna river, her all the Nagas are there to commit suicide. When Krishna heard this, then he ran to that spot and everybody running behind Krishna. Krishna ran to that spot to rescue Satyabhama. And Satyabhama said, what is the use of my life? Better I give this body to all the venomous serpents. And Pingala, everybody said, no, don't enter. That time Satyabhama eyes blinked. Left eye? For ladies, what is auspicious? Left eye, no? When something, my left eye is blinking. And Pingala said, that is very auspicious. Don't commit suicide. Something good is there waiting for you. Then Satyabhama, no. She is trying to cheat me. I am no more going to save myself. I am going to commit suicide. Then she entered into Kaliyal Lake. The waves of this Kaliyal Lake is filled with venomous snakes, glistening black snakes, give pleasure to my eyes. But she entered inside. But that time there nobody biting, no snakes biting to Satyabhama. So what is this? Why is nobody biting me? I am to die when time comes, even if your enemy become your friend, doesn't bite me. So she has entered into the water. At one point, when Krishna is screaming, hey Radha, yes, Satyabhama, don't do this. And Krishna entered. And Krishna grabbed Radharani, Satyabhama, like this, grabbed. So Satyabhama thinking, oh finally some snake has come around my neck. The Krishna's hand is like snake, very soft, very snake. So Satyabhama thinking, oh finally I will be killed now. This snake will bite me. But because it's not snake, Krishna's hand, she is feeling very ecstasy, very... But think, how I'm feeling so much enjoyment. So this happens when snake bites. Snake supposed to give body should be burning, but I'm getting so much pleasure. So what is going on? Then Satyabhama opened her eyes. When she opened her eyes, when Krishna was entering to rescue Satyabhama, at that time, on the bank of that lake, Navabrinda was standing, holding the Samantak money. So Navabrinda thought, now Krishna is going to rescue Satyabhama, very difficult job, so that to make everything auspicious. So she put that Samantak money in Krishna's hand here. She put Samantak money. So Krishna ran, swimming, and caught hold of Satyabhama like this. And Satyabhama opened her eyes a little bit. Then she saw the dazzling money here. And Satyabhama is thinking, wow, very poisonous snake. The a snake with money? Then she says, this is such a poisonous snake with money, why isn't it biting me? So she is mistaking like that. Then Krishna finally grabbed her and pulled her out of the water. Then many nice discussions are there. Krishna grabbed her out of the water. Radha Samanta Kamanyan Dirish, then in this way Radha was rescued. After rescuing Radharani, then Krishna brought her to Madhavi Mani Mandap. Radharani, Pingala, Sakhi are there. And behind Krishna, everybody running to that lake. Mother Yashoda came along with Purnamasi while crying. They're all crying. She said, I am such an unfortunate, Mother Yashoda saying. I'm such an unfortunate. This Kaliya Naga, the Naga has left this Jamuna River and again he has come back and again giving trouble here. Now Mother thought the plan I had made to make Radharani free from dependence has got perfection now. Now Radharani will become free from all the problems. Then Navamunda told Mother Yashoda, no, don't be worried. So Krishna has rescued Satyabhama from water of Jamuna and had brought her to bank of Jamuna. So everybody very happy. Oh, Satyabhama is rescued. So when this thing is going on, one gatekeeper came and informed that Shankar Bhagavan has come with Parvati riding on Nandi bull. Brahma has come, the spiritual master for Dwaraka city, to meet with Krishna. So all great demigods gradually there, arriving there. So in this way, Purnamasi asked Navabrinda, Navabrinda, where is your dear most friend Satyabhama? Navabrinda said, she is sitting there in Mani Mandap. Krishna rescued her from Jamuna River. She is sitting there. So that time, hear carefully, listen carefully. That time Purnamasi and Mukhura, they are talking to each other. That Satyabhama will be sent to Kundina Gram, Kundina city. They are talking because that was Rukmini's plan. Radharani could hear that, Satyabhama hearing. Satyabhama asked, what these ladies are sitting discussing there? Ravinda said, they are discussing that you will be sent to Kundina Gram. And Satyabhama started to cry, hi, what is happening to me? Sindhi says, Satyabhama has covered her face and sitting and crying there. By that time, Mukhara, they have gone close. So, but the same, Mukhara was there. So Mukhara sent, you please go and see Satyabhama. So Mukhara went. She proceeding towards her. But after going little distance, Mukhara saw something and came back to Purnamasi. Purnamasi, hey, why did you come back? Did you go to meet with Satyabhama? Mukha said, Bhagavati, I am to show something, very surprising things. I feel very hesitant to mention this. Hesitant. Purnamasi said, tell, whatever you want, what you saw, tell me. Mukhara, she said, cry. And her throat choked up, with choked voice. The Mukhara said, you know what I saw there? What did you see? I saw Radharani sitting there. Then Purnamasi said, Mukhara, you have become mad. How can you have so good fortune to see Radha here? Yashoda asked Purnamasi, but what did she say? Purnamasi said, she is just some prolapse she is doing. She is telling Gokuleshwari, Radharani is here. It's impossible. Then Mukhara again goes close to hear Purnamasi. No, I saw. She is sitting there, covering her head. She is sitting there. Then she said, no, you are perturbed by seeing this Samanta Kamani. You are a fool. It is not possible. How Radharani can come here? So Purnamasi did not believe. And Purnamasi proceeded little ahead with Lalita, Mukharaj, and Purnamasi went personally. Then she saw Satyabhama covering head. She saw, but she could not recognize Radharani properly. But even if she could not recognize Radharani, but she was feeling very happy. As if when she see Radharani, as she feel happiness, like that happiness. She said, even if I cannot see her face and whole body properly, still this most beautiful girl giving so much pleasure. Why are you crying? Hearing that from Lalita Radharani, So then Lalita went close, all went close to Satyabhama. Then Lalita said, my dear friend, why are you crying? Then as soon as Satyabhama heard this, she removed her veil. When she removed her veil, then she saw in front of her Lalita. So she said, oh, slender girl, why are you crying? Hearing that from Lalita, Radharani removed the cloth of her face and said, you saw, oh, this is my most dear Sakhi Lalita. Is this most affectionate Bhagavati? Is this noble Mukhara? Then Satyabhama recognized everybody. Saying this, Radharani fell unconscious on the ground. Then Lalita heard from Radharani, and again Radharani came back to consciousness. They were all embracing each other. And Purnamasi said, oh, this is my child Radha. Saying like this, Purnamasi started to cry loudly. Mukhara cried, and everybody met Radharani. So when everybody met Radharani like this, and at one point, and everybody saw that is Radharani. Then finally, Rukmini came, and they had a very nice meeting also there with Rukmini. Finally, Chandravali, after knowing the identification of Radha, came there running while her body was trembling. She said, who is this? You see my sister Radha? Saying like this, she went and embraced Radharani holding her neck. So Purnamasi was very strange in this desert, this crystal water river to quench the thirst of most thirsty people. Then Radharani worshipped the feet of all elderly respected ladies and spoke with great eagerness, is everything okay with my sister Chandravali? When Radharani saw everybody, but she is not seeing Chandravali, she is missing. But Chandravali Rukmini Satyabhama doesn't know that. She is asking everybody, you are all here, where is Chandravali? Is everything okay with my sister Chandravali? So hearing that, Chandravali embraced Radharani. Rukmini embraced Chandravali to Radharani. She said, my sister, I am that Chandravali. I am that wicked, most unfortunate Chandravali. Saying this, she started to cry heavily. She Radha with great ecstasy, with a lot of woe and reverence, fell at the feet of Rukmini. Said, alas, alas, I have been killed by Vidhata. Richard, fate is mocking me. So in this way, the whole Gokul manifested there. So everybody very happy. After a long period today, we are all feeling our Gokul Basi, resident of Gokul, Jashoda, Nanda Baba, everybody embracing each other. Lalita asked Radharani, Sakhi Radhe, how is Visakha? Everybody from Visakha has not come. So how is Visakha? And at that time, Visakha appeared from a river. She was hiding inside a river. So she appeared. So now everybody has appeared. It's a reunion. It's a great reunion took place. Then next, what will happen? Now everybody recognized each other. Next, what will happen? What are you expecting? Separation? No, marriage will take place. So marriage will take place. But there is a condition. What is the condition? So Chandravali, the Rukmini told, then Rukmini came to Purnamasi, listen here carefully, and confidentially told Bhagavati Purnamasi, Bhagavati, please invite my husband Krishna to accept the hand of my sister Radharani as his wife. This is my desire. When Purnamasi heard that, she told, child, you are top among all simple people. You are the simplest lady. If you will offer Sri Radha in the hand of Sri Krishna, then whole three world will be happy and bless you. Chandrabali said, yes, that is my desire also. Then they went and asked Mother Yashoda, please tell Mother Yashoda to arrange this marriage. And they told Mother Yashoda, and Mother Yashoda was very happy. Now, then Krishna came. When Krishna came, then Rukmini told Krishna that I want you to marry Satyabhama. And Krishna said, yes, you are. You are going to do big mistake. Then don't be anymore natak now. Then Rukmini brought Satyabhama's hand and Krishna's hand put together, chanting a mantra, some Sanskrit mantra. So like that the marriage ceremony was prepared. At that time, all the demigods, all Munirishis, they all came there. And Yashoda saw, she said, what a wonder. I can see Vidhata destiny has become favorable to us. Everything all coming together, then Sridham came, Sudham came, Nanda Maharaj, everybody came. And at that time, who are already there? Radharani, as Satyabhama is there. Rukmini, Chandravali, Rukmini is there. Then Lalita is there. Then Visakha is there. Then Bhadra and all those, they are there. Who is lacking? Who is not there? Are that 16,100 gopis? So at that time, Garuda, carrying all those arrived there also. So this entire Dwaraka became filled with joy. So that time also Nanda Maharaj blessed both sisters Radharani Chandravali to fortunately serve Krishna together. That time all auspicious families came. Arundhati, wife of Vasishtha Rishi, she came there. Nupamudra, wife of Agastya Muni, also reached there. Indra came with Sachi Devi, Kuber along with wife Rudhi came there, Jamaraj, the son of Surya Dev, also came there, Varuna with his daughter Gauri came, Sun God along with his wife Sangha also came, Maruta along with his wife Shiva came, Agnidev along with his wife Soha came, Chandra along with his wife Rohini came. The whole Dwaraka is filled with festivities, all demigods, Muni and Rishis, the entire Dwaraka is filled with joy. Arrangement of great festival was done, and at that time Kubja also came there. Kubja appeared. She also came there with all cosmetics, scented cosmetics, to decorate Krishna. Sridhama made the flower garland with great happiness. The tailors came, made many beautiful garments. The whole city Dwaraka became splendid, glorious. And everybody enjoying so much festivals. Lalita told Visakha, your life is now successful and all perfect by seeing the festival of reunion of Radha and Krishna. Purnamasi told Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, oh Mother of Krishna, all my arrangements is ready now for marriage ceremony. Bring Radha. First let Radha marry to Krishna, then all other will marry one after another. Then whole marriage ceremony was arranged and Brahma was there, Shiva was there, big marriage ceremony took place, great event took place. So now everything is done. Then Krishna went, Krishna went to Radharani. Krishna went to Radharani and asked, you are happy now? Are you have Praneshwari Radhe? Now I have married you. Are you, your desire is fulfilled? Let me know what else I can do for you. Anything else I can do? Radhan said, Pranath, what more you'll do for me? Now you are here, Brajeshwari is here, and we are united, so much happiness. What more is then this you can do for me? But if you want me to tell you something to do for me, but I have one benediction I want from you. That there are many of our devotees, their mind is fixed at your lotus feet, living in Mathura. They are waiting for you. O Gokulapate, kindly appear to them with your youthful form in Gokul. I received you, I married you, But not in Dwaraka, I am not happy so much here. Still she is not happy. So you have to go there. Then Krishna stopped for a moment. He kept quiet. Then Krishna looked to the south direction. When Krishna looked at south direction, then he saw from the sky the Gargi and Ekanansa, they are flying from the sky. You know who is Ekanansa? Anybody knows Ekanansa? Ekanansa, that is Jogamaya, that appeared from the womb of Mother Yashoda. Then she was carried to Kansa's prison house. When Kansa threw, she flew away. And she was being tapasya in some Mundar Parvata somewhere. So she came along with Gargi. Vindhya mountain she was doing tapasya. She said, Jogamaya. Then she told Radharani, Sakhi Radhe, do not doubt that you all are, do not doubt that you all are residing in Gokul only. You are requesting to come to Gokul, but where you are staying, that is Gokul only. I had arranged all this in different ways just to pass the time. It's all my magic. By magic I have arranged all these things. You should believe it, that Krishna has come here to Gokul. This truth you will be able to see directly within your heart. You can understand actually none of you have gone out of Gokul. All of you are in Gokul only. To pass time, all these arrangements I have done. So Gargi was watching all this. Actually, whatever happened, all these things, Gargi has heard all these things from Gargamuni. From her father, Gargamuni has told all these things before these things takes place. So then Gargi said, yes, my father has told all these things will happen. Then Purnamasi told Rukmini, Chandrabali, that you are elder than Radha, but Radha is higher to you. So everybody recognized and they realized. Radha smilingly said, we both in our... Then again Krishna asked, Priya, whatever you told I have done, what more I can do for you? I married you, and through Ekanansa, I make you understand that you are in Gokul, what more you want from me? Then Radhan said, yes, you have done everything for me. But I want to marry you in Vrindavan only, not here. So Krishna said, okay, I'll fulfill that desire also yours. So how that desire will be fulfilled? This is another very interesting subject matter. What I described to you up to now is in Lalit Madhav. In Gopal Champu, Jiva Goswami has described how actually Krishna went to fulfill Radharani's desire. We say Krishna did not marry Radharani, Parakya Rasa. But dozens of times Krishna married Radharani. Still people, they don't understand. At least half dozen times. First marriage, I have heard in my Radharani books, you must have read. Yes? What is that? What is the first marriage of Krishna with Radharani? Who can say? When this Abhimanyu was marrying to Radharani, Krishna's baby, she was crying, and to stop his crying, they told the marriage place, then Abhimanyu immediately took Krishna, baby Krishna, on his lap, and when Brahman trying to put the hands of Radharani with Abhimanyu, Krishna pulled Abhimanyu's hand and put his hand on Radharani's hand. So that one marriage took place there. Had a second marriage? Yes, Brahma gave marriage. When Krishna was a baby boy, Nanda Maharaj took a baby Krishna to that bun. What bun is that? Bhandira bun. Big storm came. Krishna grabbed Nanda Maharaj's throat. Nanda Maharaj worried what to do, how to save this, protect this boy. All the cows are running here and there. Then immediately Nanda Maharaj saw from far distance young Kishori Radharani is approaching. Then Nanda Maharaj said, oh Radharani, please take care of Krishna. so much big rain, but don't forget to bring him back to me. He is only my one son. Now bring him back to Mother Jasoda. Then Radharani took Krishna, carrying baby Krishna in her hand, and when she went to Jamuna, bank of Jamuna, beautiful kunja, and from outside Radharani saw, carrying baby Krishna, inside the nice flower bed is there. So Radharani is thinking, oh, I'll go inside. Then immediately, all of a sudden, Krishna disappeared from there. So Radharani is lamenting, where did Krishna go? Radharani looked and Krishna is lying on that bed in Kishora form. So Radha Krishna in Kishora form were there, and then Brahma came. Brahma did the whole jagya. Brahma became father of Radharani. Then they tied the sari and cloth and the whole things took place there. And finally, Radharani then after that, then Krishna told Radharani, if I bring some flower, I'll decorate you. Radharani is very happy. So Krishna brought some flower and decorating Radharani. Then Radharani said, okay, I'll decorate you. You please lie on my lap. So Krishna said, yes, definitely. Then when Krishna lying on her lap, Krishna became a baby Krishna. Then Radharani lamented, you know my Kishora form. Then Radharani took that baby Krishna and brought to Mother Jasoda. So one type marriage. Any other marriage took place? Next marriage, anybody knows? Yes, Brahma Bimahana Lila also. You remember? That Brahma was hiding all the cowherd boys and Krishna took the form of all cowherd boys. And that time Purnamasi told all Brajavasis that this one year, the most auspicious year, whatever girls you have, small girl, baby girl, big girl, you give marriage to everybody. So that year the Brajavasis are very simple-minded. So whatever baby girl, big girl, everybody they get married to all Gopal Kumars. So all these girls, whom did they marry? Every house Krishna was there. So marriage also took place there. Any other marriage? Remember? Once that marriage ceremony took place or not, I don't know. Once from Dwaraka Krishna came to Siddhashram, then Radharani also went from Vrindavan, that nice meeting. That also I think Gopala Champu, that pastime is there. Okay, then this marriage took place. And Gopala Champu Jiva Goswami, he described another marriage. That is a very beautiful description also. But unfortunately, one day more we have, but unfortunately I have taken permission only for 3 days, 1.5 hour chutti from GDC meeting. And tomorrow, I don't think they will allow me to come here. But my next book, Radharani Part 2, this pastime will be there. I had a great desire to publish Radharani Part 2. Some other articles are ready. I don't know why Radharani is not allowing me to publish that. So maybe all of you please pray Radharani. If she wants, we can publish Part 2 also. So anyway, I tried my best to describe this Lalit Madhav pastime. I know, I thank all of you, I'm very grateful because of your great mercy. For the first time, previously, I have also described this story 2 times to Bengali devotees. But every time I give class, after 1 class, something happens, I have to stop. 2 class, I could never complete this story. The first time in my life, I went up the end of the pastimes. So I am very grateful to all of you who gave me opportunity. But sometimes I also understand how nicely Rupa Goswami has described and how haphazardly I presented to you. I feel it is like giving a nice jewel necklace to a monkey. Give a nice jewel to monkey, what monkey will do? Monkey will tear it apart. I have done something like that. I have done the sequence I said, the story doesn't go in that sequence. So I told my editor, I gave my editor, I have written the sequence, it goes in Lalit Madhav. then I have put the sequence that I understand. So it is easy to tell Lasker and me. Then I to ask my editor, which one we should put. The editor said, the way you have put in sequence, that is good. I had fear. I was thinking reproduction has given one form, I will deform it, it's not good. So I beg forgiveness, a lot of speed of Srila Rupa Goswami. So if there is any mistakes, Srila Rupa Goswami will forgive me. My intention was, I know I have not presented the whole story as it is, but I just wanted the devotees, they come to know something is there like that. No? So that on your own endeavor, you may read Lalit Madhav or these books to understand more better. And Gopal Champu, also very nice book written by Srila Rupa Goswami, that I have translated some pastimes in simple format also. So that is Rupa Goswami describing Gopal Champu. So anyway, thank you very much for your cooperation, for tolerating me. I know this, you have gone through big endeavor, great endeavor, to keep yourself alkan. And also, sometimes you must be understanding, not understanding, but forget. I know, I understand that you have not, you are not able to catch the whole thing. You can tell this to others, but that is very obvious, because I know I have been reading for the last 3 years. I have not been able to catch everything. So how by hearing once you will catch everything? But interesting thing is, this thing will enjoy more if you read yourself alone. Or you read this topic with some people, they are into this mood. But in my description, some more complicated but very interesting topic, I have not revealed or explained, described to you, because you will feel more boring and more sleepy. That is, I have not described. But if you read alone, I am sure by mercy of Srimati Radharani, you will understand this. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. जय ललित माधव की श्री रूप गोस्वामी की जगत गुरु श्री प्रभुपाद की गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि
भोटिंग
बोला बोले दो तीन दिन बोल रहे
हरे कृष्णा. So, today afternoon again we will meet with His Holiness Loknath Swami at 4 p.m. And there is a change of prasadam schedule time. So instead of 2 o'clock, today you can go for prasadam at 1 p.m. So now, tomorrow also you can take prasadam at 1 o'clock. We have made some adjustments with your prasadam schedule. And again you can come back for the evening session with His Holiness Radhanath Swami. So then, after Radhanath Swami, then His Holiness Jayapataka Goswami will come at 8 o'clock from 8 to 9. This is how we will conclude today's program. And then tomorrow, 10 o'clock, again with His Holiness Sodha Govindas Goswami Maharaj, hearing from Bhagavatam. Sri Srimad Bhakti Purushottam Swami Maharaj Ki. श्री श्री ललित माधव की गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल.
बंगाली बंगला भाषा अपने घर में पढ़े.